The Sabbath day was now over. It was dawn on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a powerful earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The angel went to the tomb. He rolled back the stone and sat on it. His body shone like lightning. His clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women,
"Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly. Tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the women hurried away from the tomb. They were afraid, but they were filled with joy. They ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them.
"Greetings."
They came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them,
"Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city. They reported to the chief priests all that had happened. When the chief priests met with the elders, they came up with a plan. They gave the soldiers a large amount of money. They told the soldiers,
"We want you to say, his disciples came during the night. They stole his body while we were sleeping. If the governor hears this report, we'll pay him off. That'll keep you out of trouble."
So the soldiers took the money and did as they were told. This story has spread all around among the Jews to this very day. Jesus rose from the dead early on the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene. He had driven 7 demons out of her. She went and told those who had been with him. So Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. Both of them were running. The other disciple ran faster than Peter. He reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived. He went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself. It was separate from the linen. The disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.